Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sex... What?
You just sounded a bit sort of ticked off with life.
Did I?
Yes.
Are you reading the reviews on
No, I'm not
iTunes.
Reading the reviews. Okay. Well, I do. I come out of it very well.
No, I don't.
There's only one or two that don't like you.
No one worry, they sound too up, too down, too miserable.
Just be normal.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your Christmas elves. Sorry.
Dear.
It's a dust. Let me turn my headphones. Sorry, Gene Davis. Let me turn my headphones. There we go. How's that? That's better. Okay. But this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until... I'm going to sneeze again. Bless me. Oh. Do you not say bless you?
Yeah, you can say bless you.
Can you not say it to
oh,
me?
Oh, do you? Bless you.
That's bad etiquette. Wait, I've got another one coming. I'm covering my mouth.
You haven't missed much.
Ben's just walked in. We need to sneeze. Look at light.
Apparently, you're supposed to think of a pineapple. There we go.
God, absolutely riveting content here. Right.
Oh, we'll win an audio production award next year.
But this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We definitely don't agree on every Christmas tradition, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan Nuff, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hanson.
Hello, I'm more first-class male. Jordan's more second-class male.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's not the strongest.
I don't get... Oh, is it?
First class. Oh, is that first class. You're second class.
Yeah, okay.
And we're both male.
Oh, okay. Where are you, need to ask before yes. I forget, with Christmassy? Would you rather say festive?
With Christmassy?
Yeah. Oh, I feel dead Christmassy. Because I'm feeling really Christmassy this week.
Are you?
Got my cardi on.
You only wear cardigans at Christmas.
I only wear cardigans at Christmas.
No, I wouldn't say Christmassy. Oh, I might describe a room as feeling very Christmassy, but I would feel quite festive. We're 9 days in now, and we've imparted so much Christmas knowledge already. So how about we all take a moment to share the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar far and wide.
Yes.
Spread us about. We want as many people as possible to open us up each morning. If you're listening...
Don't do that.
Get them in a festive mood as well.
Don't do that when I'm taking a sip of my coffee.
I always like doing that when you're drinking. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would be a huge help to us if you left us a 5-star rating and review. You can tell us your best Christmas joke in the review, and Jordan will read out some of our favourites later in this series.
Or if you're listening anywhere else and can't leave a review, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about our podcast. Who do you think needs help this Christmas? Is there anyone you know who needs some D? Spreading the sexted message is everything we could ask for more. So maybe you've got a friend who's not very good at Christmas or needs some advice, or you do, then definitely get in touch.
Indeed. And you know, this is a daily episode over the Christmas period, 2021. But, you know, you can listen to this whenever. A Advent Calendar podcast is not just for Christmas, it's for life. You can go back and listen to this whenever you like.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this in the year 2025, hello.
Hi. Sorry about William's unfortunate passing. We never...
No, don't, because I'm not feeling well.
We never thought Mikey would be poisoning him to try and get money from his will. That's awful. It weren't me, Your Honour, I swear. He just started getting poorly. And then before you know it, he knocked out, Your Honour. Honestly. Mikey's there in a big feather coat. Sunglasses. Blinged up.
Hello.
You be child married to him, Your Honour.
Shall we pull your cracker?
Yes.
Let's see how we're doing. Now, I think you've won one of these.
Are these the same crackers? Oh,
Oh, my God, Ben.
Right. Well, you could have told me. I could have got some Christmas jokes. Right. Every day we're pulling a cracker.
Another bloody four-inch ruler.
A four-inch ruler that's just nearly knocked William out.
What happens if that did kill me? And we just talked about my death.
Pardon?
Do you want to not read out this?
I've got
the elf-raising flower joke again.
I know, I've got a better one.
Okay, go for
what
it.
What do William Hansen and Father Christmas have in common? They only come once a year.
Well, that's not true.
I'll think of another one.
8-1.
I never knew you were so competitive, Mr. Hansen.
Well, I'm not really. I'm not.
What's today's episode all about? Thank you for listening to us daily, if you have been. We've had a lovely response.
We're opening up the 9th door of our Advent calendar today, funnily enough, being day 9. And this one feels important. It's about Christmas cards. Now, you said to me only a few days ago that you were going to start writing Christmas cards.
I'm going to start doing Christmas cards. I mean, my rent is 2 days late as we speak, but
Your rent is two days late?
Yeah, I forgot to set up the standing order on my new place.
Have you not put it on your to-do today list?
Yes, I put it on my to-do today list. I've not even paid my electric and water bill from my last place, so...
You were going to pay that twice, if you remember.
Yeah, so I'm going to start writing Christmas cards out.
I feel maybe Christmas cards, you have bigger things to worry about, you know, like having a roof over your head.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will be, it'll be your, it won't be standing order, it'll be your marching orders out of the flat. Mm,
yeah, but I am going to start writing Christmas cards. You love to write Christmas, I must say, Gian Divas, Mr. Hansen here sends beautiful Christmas cards.
Thank you. Wait until you see this year's.
Oh, have you picked them out specially?
Yeah, you know that Madonna image?
Yeah.
Mike and I have recreated it.
Madonna?
Yes, you know when she's lying in the... on the floor.
Have you actually?
No.
In Vogue?
No, it came out last week. You know, when she's got her bottom out.
So, tell us the history of Christmas cards then.
Like. Well, the custom of sending Christmas cards, as we know them today, it started in the UK. They're a British thing. Sort of, you know, export Britain.
Was it the Victorians?
Well done.
Yeah, basically, the Victorians pretty much invented Christmas as we know it today. They did, though, didn't they?
Yes, and it was a civil servant called Sir Henry Cole, and he set up what was then called the Public Record Office. Do you know what that's called today?
Accounts. No.
No, good guess.
Don't tell me it's the National Office for Statistics.
No.
What?
Think about what we're discussing.
Christmas cards?
Yeah, and who is responsible for getting them to us?
The Royal Mail.
Sort of. Nearly there. P-off.
The post office.
Correct, yes. Where he was an assistant keeper. Basically, it was sort of, he set it up because you had the penny post, which was sort of, you know, you put a penny stamp and sent something. And it was just a way to encourage people to use the post.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it is another Victorian invention.
Oh.
And it's still used to support the post office and the Royal Mail workers today.
When should we be sending out Christmas cards?
I'll be honest, if you're listening now and you've got them all written, ready to post, sort of today or tomorrow you want to post them.
Oh.
For domestic ones.
Okay.
I'll be honest, your international ones should have gone. Now, I don't think it's too late to post your international ones. Not economy mail, you know, international standard. And they should get there before Christmas. I posted my international ones on the 1st of December.
Okay. Who should you send Christmas cards to? Because if, like me, you've got lots of friends and family, and I'm sure you do.
Oh, you have lots of friends, do you?
Like...
Oh, I got so many friends!
So why is Captain Young
George... just so popular!
I didn't mean that to...
My post bag is bulging!
Right, two things. I didn't mean that to sound really...
I've got Vernon, I've got Beverly,
I didn't mean it to sound like that. I'm sorry.
I've got all my camp mates.
Why is, and the second thing, why is Camp Young Jordan come out all of a sudden?
I don't know.
So, who should you send them to? Should you send more? If you need to send 60 out, should you send 60?
Yes.
That's nearly 60 quid on stamps.
Do you know how many I've done so far?
Go on.
114.
114?
Yeah.
Has Biggins got one?
Yes.
Of course he has. William, darling, thank you for your Christmas card. I sound a lot like your mother.
Oh, my God, Christopher Biggins is my mother.
Yeah. William, darling.
So, you know, you send them to whoever you want. I mean, obviously, you've got to, it helps if you know them. I mean, I think that's probably sort of rule number one. You can't just send them to complete strangers. But I do keep a list of people who have given me Christmas cards the previous year and the previous year before that. And all the way back to 2013, my list goes.
Does it?
And I have a rule that if you have not sent me a Christmas card in the last 3 years, you don't get one. You're off the list.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because if you're not
is
a Christmas
is this my
card,
final year? Or am I off the list?
You were actually, I'll be honest. I did 90 of them and went through the list, the Christmas card list, put everything away, and then I went, I'm sure there are a few people I haven't done. And then I got out the wedding invitation list and saw your name and went, oh, Jordan! So then I wrote you a Christmas card. Ben gave me a Christmas card last year, so thus he was on the Christmas card list.
I will send out some Christmas cards. Is it all right, you know, when you send them to your neighbours but you forget the names, is it all right to say to all at number 32, from everyone at 34?
I think if there are, like, you know, five or six of them, that's fine. But yeah. I used to get annoyed when I would look through my parents' Christmas cards as a child and it was to Brian and Sarah and boys, and they've clearly forgotten our names.
Yeah, we get that every year to Wendy Graham and boys and Jordan.
Boys and... Very good. And I just think I'd rather... I don't get it when people just sign their name or put with love from William and they don't even put the recipient's name on it. Like, just don't bother.
What do you mean?
When they send out cards, but they do, if I'm sending you a card, I will put, you know, dear Jordan, happy Christmas, blah, blah, blah. But some people just put with love from William and don't actually put a recipient's name and send the card.
Oh, okay.
I think it's so jolly rude. If your life is... You're not the Prime Minister or the Queen. If you're one of those people, it's perhaps okay. But if you're sort of... just write someone's name. That's the whole point. It's a personal thing.
Where do you stand on e-cards?
They're not my favourite. I know a couple of people that send me them. Mm-hmm. And it's very kind of them.
So that's a no. You prefer a handwritten card.
I don't know who Jackie Lawson is, but have you ever received a Jackie Lawson e-card?
No.
Ben, have you ever received a Jackie Lawson e-card? I'll send you a Jackie Lawson e-card.
Is Jackie Lawson... You have no authority here.
No, no. No, that's Jackie Weaver.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Who the bloody... Oh, to be fair, a Jackie Weaver Christmas card might be fun.
I was going to say, who the bloody hell's Jackie Lawson?
They're really, really twee animations, and you sit there and they work on Flash.
Yeah.
That really old thing.
Yeah.
And they're all... I mean,
it's good for the environment.
Yeah, but it's all this sickly music.
Where are you on displaying cards? Because are you allowed to get the string out and hang them on string? That's what my mum does.
You can do that if you run out of surface space, but I would always advocate surface space first. So bookshelves, you know, sideboards, coffee tables, side tables, before string. But it's fine. Of course, there is that wonderful episode of Keeping Up Appearances. I'm sorry to transgress into a different podcast, where she sends herself Christmas cards in case anyone's forgotten.
Oh,
I haven't yet done that.
Mr. Bean does that as well.
Yes, he does. Yeah. But no, I think you do display them. They're part of Christmas decor. They're like a cheap for the person that's receiving all of them. And I do a count of Christmas cards in January. It's one of the things I look forward to the most.
You count your Christmas cards?
When I take them down, and that's when I go through the list, who got me one, who didn't get me one.
So are you up from last year to this year?
Every year I seem to get fewer. Now, I don't know if that's a reflection on people writing Christmas cards or my popularity. Mm. I like to think the former.
Do you still get sent one from the lad who was on this morning with who said stag
I've
do's?
I've never been
stag
sent.
Stag do's are mint.
Oh, don't start, because last week that kicked off again.
That meme comes out every 6 months. Does he send you a Christmas
people
card?
Still, even people tagging the podcast account, who I would like to think have listened to me talk about that meme before, go, oh, have you seen you're a meme?
Why is he doing in Camp Young Jordan. Has he ever sent you a Christmas card?
No.
Merry Christmas, William. Remember, stag do's a mint like. Wait, fucking eye. Has he never sent you one?
No.
Do Holly and Phil send you one?
No.
Does Biggins send you one?
I don't know. Ask me in a few days.
Okay. Does your mum and dad send you one?
Yes, my parents do send me a Christmas card.
Does James send you one?
Yes. I think he does do family.
Does Mikey send you one?
No, we live together.
Yeah, but do you not get him each other a Christmas card?
No.
Do you not? Not even to open on Christmas Day.
Okay, now there we go. Now
partners, you...
This
right,
is a class... No, this is a class thing here.
Is it? Because usually I only get my mum, my dad, my grandma, my brothers.
Do you not put your mum and dad in one card?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then I get my brothers a card and my grandma.
When do you open your Christmas cards? Because some people open them on the day.
Yeah, I open them on the day.
Oh, no, you say I open mine when I receive them.
Do you know?
Mm. And I think that's a class differentiation.
Is it?
If I'm honest.
So, like, people who put their decorations up on the first.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, that's obviously horrid.
Have you not got your tree up yet?
No. Nope.
That's...
It's being delivered on the 13th, in a few days. No.
You don't get Mikey a Christmas card?
No.
No, he don't bother Jordans, right? Get.
And I also don't do...
He asked for one thing. Christmas card.
I don't do Christmas cards.
Do you know what's really weird? Mikey actually started editing this podcast now.
Yeah, he'll be watching all of this.
When he's not on building site.
What I don't also get is Christmas cards that say, you know, to my special partner or to my mum. I have this. Everyone gets the same Christmas card, and this year's Christmas card is very good.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Does your mum and dad get you to son and partner or son and boyfriend? Because you can get them now.
No, we just get the same one. They did. I think I've talked about this before. They did once do a Christmas card with skating nuns, and I can remember my grandmother did not approve of the skating nuns Christmas card.
Did she not? Yeah,
she and I had many conversations.
Sarah, this is so gosh, Sarah. How could you send a card with nuns skating there? I'm most disappointed I don't find this humorous at all.
What have we learned?
Right, I promise you I won't do any more impressions of your dead nun.
Granny.
Oh, that even sounds horrible, doing it.
What?
If anybody is listening related to William, I'm so sorry.
You bloody well will.
I mean, I think you can probably get away with it because she sounded absolutely nothing like that. Like most of your impressions. So
I will say this, you are a very good sport.
Thank you. So are you.
You are a very good sport.
What have you learnt today?
I've learnt that even after all these years, I still think it is nice to send and receive Christmas cards.
It's lovely.
And I think it's one of the best traditions of Christmas. So let's carry on doing it, G and Divas. What have you learnt?
Well, I've learnt that I'm glad that you say that about that you like Christmas cards, because I think it's nice in a digital age to actually receive something physical through the post that someone has actually sort of handwritten, taken, I don't know, 2-3 minutes to just to sort of write something, put it in an envelope, licked it, stuck it in the post. I think that's really, really nice.
Don't lick, it's not very... Oh, it's proven that it doesn't travel if you lick it.
And also, do you know what I did last year with my Christmas cards? And I have sort of done it this year. I wrote them in November, and then I put the Christmas cards into a little quarantine for 14 days, so all the saliva, you know, if there were any bacteria from COVID or any other illness, and then I posted them.
On tomorrow's episode of the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar, we'll be talking about Christmas films. William, do you have a favourite?
We have to find out tomorrow, won't you?
Don't forget you can get in touch by email, help@sexedmyboss.com, tweet or send us a message on Instagram @sexedmyboss. And remember, if you're still trying to get somebody to listen to the podcast, I think the Advent Calendar is the perfect time because it's bite-sized, it's every day, and it gives them a good example of the sort of silliness and nonsense that we do. So we will see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.